47.
What is that? And he's like, why would you start so high?
Yeah. I think that's also from The Office.
He's like, why would you start so high?
All right, that's it. You're right. We recording?
Yep.
Cool. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Reviews from the Clubhouse. As always, brought to you by Clubhouse Films. We are your hosts, Chance McDuffie and
Logan Solana.
Wow. It's been a long time since you've been on the show.
I mean, for the bonus episodes, I'm usually just myself. Mm,
but for the actual show.
Right. I'm a crazy psychopath usually. Or wait, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring up Armie Hammer. Oh, boy.
Did you see he said that he's being kink shamed?
Oh, my God. I mean, eventually everything's going to fall into that category, right? No, I don't know. It's weird.
Obviously, he's not really out here eating people. But
are you sure about that,
bro?
There's a lot of homeless people out in LA.
If he would eat a homeless guy, then I don't know what to say. Like,
you never know.
You are what you eat. Gotta make sure I want my meat taken well care of.
Aw, a little sad that you are what you eat.
All right, yeah, so this is a bonus episode. Make sure you check us out on social media.
Yep.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Reviews in the Clubhouse.
We're terrible hosts. But
if you want to shoot us an email, we got one of those Gmail things.
It's Peter Piper picked a peck of
pickles. Have you checked our, like, what if people have been sending stuff to us?
No, I have my email on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's empty. So it's, oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, we get a lot of spam emails from people like, hey, I want to produce music for you guys.
Make your penis larger.
Right. Extends.
Mm.
Girth.
Pfizer. I said that earlier. I was like, what in the girth am I going to eat today?
This is a long opening. Hey.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's roll the new music. Wait, what? New music?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
We do have new music. So give it a listen right now. Pretty good, right?
God damn, I love that funky ass theme song.
It's pretty good, huh?
Wow.
I made that on my Macintosh. Just kidding, really? I didn't make it.
Yeah.
A young gentleman by the name of Omar.
More lies.
More lies.
From you.
That's all I do.
So what are we talking about this week?
We're talking about Palmer.
Yeah.
Which honestly fucking blew me away.
Yeah, I told you. So
it was really good.
So let's get into it. Palmer was written by Cheryl Guerrero, directed by Fisher Stevens. An ex-convict strikes up a friendship with a boy from a troubled home. Stars Justin Timberlake, Ryder Allen, and Alicia Wainwright.
Oh. What is she from? I kept thinking of that the entire time. She looks so familiar.
Couldn't I?
Huh.
I don't think I've seen her name.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, this is the movie where he got in trouble for PDA. Justin Timberlake got in trouble for PDA at a bar with someone who wasn't his wife. It was Alicia.
It was this girl.
Yeah, it was and they have that sex scene in the movie too. So I'm curious.
Oh God, that's right.
I'm curious if he and his wife watched that. But yeah,
you know, speaking of sex scenes, real quick, how do you feel about sex scenes in movies or TV shows or whatever? Just in you know, film.
How do I feel about sex scenes? Well, I mean, yeah.
Like, what are your thoughts on them? Do you think they're necessary? Do you think they're appropriate?
I mean, it depends on the story. I mean, like, I don't know. It depends on what I'm watching.
I guess. I never really thought, like, I've never seen a film where I thought, oh, well, this sex scene is, like, crucial to the storyline. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I can't think of one. Like, there's one in Palmer, and it's just like, yeah.
There's two in Palmer.
There's two?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he
fucks a crackhead mom. Yeah. And then,
ugh, that's a sticky situation. No pun intended. But seriously, I don't know. I just have never thought they're quite necessary.
I don't think I've ever really given it much thought unless, like, it feels forced and, like, out of place.
You should thought about it some more.
I should thought about it some more?
Exactly. I said what I said.
Okay. Performances. The performances in this movie were great.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
So, if you know me, you know that I think that.
And I don't.
Justin Timberlake is the greatest artist, musician who's ever walked this the face of the earth.
He truly is a triple threat. He can sing, dance, and act.
All of his albums, sonically, they're all different. Not a single one of his albums sounds like the previous
Sonic
one.
Sonic was in one?
What? Sonically?
Oh, like, sonically.
Jesus Sorry. Christ. I know you're... It's been a while since you've been on the show, but try to keep up. all of his music, he does something new every time, and he's just the GOAT in my opinion. But his movies, like his movies, I'm not too he's usually just Justin Timberlake.
What about The Social Network?
I mean, but that's lightning in a bottle. That's Aaron Sorkin writing. You got David Fincher behind the camera, so it's kind of
that Finch.
And he wasn't like the star of that.
Right, he was a supporting character. He was still
very, Justin Timberlake-y.
JT-esque. Yeah. I thought it was great.
There's one movie, In Time. It's a sci-fi movie. That's pretty good.
I haven't seen that one, nor have I heard of it.
It takes place in the future, and like currency is
Time. Your time on your arm. Yeah. I have seen the trailer for that. Yeah, that's it.
It's not bad. I haven't seen it in a really long time. But
Me neither. Never seen it at all.
Yeah. I thought his performance was great. Who really blew me away in this movie was the mom.
Crackhead?
Yes.
Yeah, so she's from The Dark Knight Rises. She's Catwoman's friend.
Yes, she's also from Atonement. Have you seen that movie?
No, I have not.
With James McAvoy and Keira Knightley.
James McAvoy. I like James McAvoy.
Saoirse Ronan.
Don't know who that is.
Saoirse Ronan, she's Lady Bird and Little Women.
I thought it was Sarah C.
It's like Saoirse Ronan. It's spelled like that, but it's not pronounced like that.
Okay, interesting.
It's like Ray Fiennes. His name is Ralph, but his name is Ray, I guess. Anyway, who am I to judge?
It's like
Chase McDuffie.
George, but it's spelled with like a G. Wait, a J.
Remember we were playing that trivia game, and we were over here, and the word was jizz, and somebody was like, jizz isn't spelled with a J. And I'm like, what?
Giz?
Yeah, he's like, it's spelled with a G. And I'm like, look, I'm dyslexic, so I don't.
Don't ask us why we were.
I don't typically make fun of people for spelling. I can barely spell. But I'm like, jizz is definitely not spelled with a fucking G.
Silent Q. We know.
Anyway, silent Q. Anyway.
What are some of your things that you. Do you have anything that you disliked about this? Let's get the dislikes out of the way.
Not really off the top of my head.
I couldn't think of a single... it took me a while to like reflect on it and then be like, what did I really hate about this? But the only thing I didn't love was just how quickly it all wrapped up at the end. Mm-hmm. It felt like the last 10 minutes, they were putting together everything together.
Like from the moment he took the boy to when it ends.
Yes, yeah. It was just all very convenient that it all happened so fast. I mean, it would have been nice to maybe see like that was the middle. And like you see, now he's got to sit there and watch this kid go through this horrible system, whether it's like, child services or getting placed into a foster home or.
I appreciate it with that, like how, why, not only because of their relationship, but why he was so adamant to keep Sam out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
So he mentioned that his mom left when he was little.
Yep.
Did he say his dad died?
Other way around. No, you're right. Mom left when he was 5. Dad died when he was
like
in high
school.
Was
kind of abandoned too.
Mm-hmm.
And his grandma took him in,
right?
And he was really adamant about that. So the mom's boyfriend.
Yeah, did you recognize Major Mayhem? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, I was like, he's got a mullet. I was like,
he's also from
John Wick.
Is he in John Wick?
He's in the first one.
Huh. Interesting. He's also in
Mr. Wick.
What's the Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Is he?
He's in a few episodes of that, yeah. He's
you should watch funny. That first John Wick, by the way.
Yeah, I started it.
It's good.
Didn't finish it. I have the DVD, actually.
Really? I have the Blu-ray.
Well, okay, I have the Blu-ray. I'm sorry.
No, there's a difference, Logan.
Well, there is a difference. What's the difference, Chance?
The difference is... I don't think there was a false performance in this movie.
That's a major difference.
When the grandma died...
very sad.
That was pretty rough.
Yeah. I kind of saw that coming.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I guess that's, if I were to have a complaint, is that this movie is very cliche. Like, it's pretty predictable.
Yeah, it, like, doesn't reinvent the wheel, I guess, is what you could say. But, sometimes people say that in like with a negative connotation, and I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing for this movie in particular. Yeah.
And I got to say, I think that this... is the type of movie that Apple should be making. Mm. Not fucking Greyhound, where like...
Hard Right!
Like, come on, what the fuck? What was the story of that, aside from just seeing...
bleed. His feets.
I guess.
He needs new feets.
Yeah, he needs those new feets. But... Drink your water.
Oh, I'm trying.
Go on. But I don't know. I think, like, you know, real stories, that's what's good.
This movie did feel very, like, authentic, and it felt like... Also, like, with the way that it was shot, there's a lot of, like, handheld shots.
Yeah, I have that in my notes. There's a lot of handheld shoulder rig shots. Makes it
and
feel
it,
really
it
gritty.
Feels like it feels, like, more raw and, like, yeah. real. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're in the moment yeah. with them.
LaCris and I both looked at each other when because she kind of watched some of this with me, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes of it. And we were both, like, we both think of the same thing, like, JT might make a pretty good Joel from The Last of Us, you know, because that whole thing is going on.
Yeah. I doubt if he'd sign on to it.
Oh, I'm glad. I don't think he would ever do it. But, you know, he's like...
Like, he's very gruff and he's very... this is like... Because, I mean, like, I don't know. He's played, like, tough guys in the past. Like, what's that one movie? Alpha Dogs.
Some wise guys, yeah.
And what'd you say?
He's played some wise guys.
Oh, I thought you said whites guys.
And whites
I was like,
guys?
What's that mean? Anyway, Black Snake Moan, he's in that. He's pretty.
Black Snake Moan.
It's with Samuel Jackson. You ever seen that picture of Samuel Jackson? He's got, like, the beater on, and his hair is, like, balding, and he's, like, standing.
Oh, yeah.
Out. That's from that movie.
That's me.
He's in that. I was really impressed with his acting chops. He did a lot of crying in this movie.
He did. And men can cry. Let's get that out of the way.
Pimps don't cry.
Yeah, I thought immediately, I'm just like, oh God, this movie is either going to piss a lot of people off or it's going to be held in a pretty high regard.
Ryder Allen, the kid that plays Sam. I loved Sam.
He's really
I wanted
good.
To take Sam home
yeah,
and have him
kid.
Be my friend. Yeah, he's, and she's like, stop, when they're in the car and they're leaving church, she said, stop listening to grown-ups.
Great scene.
She's like, how am I
right
supposed
here.
To? She's like, yeah, I'm sitting right in the back seat.
Yeah.
I can hear everything you're
I've
saying.
I've always hated that. Like, that's so, it was, stop listening, but you're like 2 feet away from me. Like, what do you want me to do? Just like shut my ears off? Like, that doesn't fucking work.
And like
when she accuses
Palmer of shorting her when he went to the store.
Didn't,
and he's like, you're going to apologize? Yeah, I love that.
It's a good one.
He's very self-aware.
Yeah.
Kid, and I really appreciated that.
The music is really good in this. It feels, you know, really country and like really backwater-esque. Mm-hmm. You know, some simple tones. You know, you got some guitar, banjo. It's
I shot this in New Orleans. I don't know where it's supposed to take place, though.
So. Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, perfect. There goes my wife. She's driving. She's getting in her car.
Oh, yeah.
What's out the window? What is this window called again? I can't
What's
remember.
What's out that window?
What's out that window? Okay. What's out that window? Right now, we got a husky outside. You can't see him. He's about to walk into frame.
In the frame?
Oh, that's our neighbor's dog.
Oh, your neighbors have a dog?
Yeah. Never awesome. Hear it, though. Plus, it's a husky, too. It's like, you always hear
the huskies bark.
But they're, like, really loud. They're always, like, really whiny.
One of my neighbors has a husky and a lab, and the lab is always losing his mind.
Really?
And the husky's just like...
What kind of lab?
Couldn't tell you. Oh. He's like brown.
Oh. Brown lab?
Black.
Black lab?
One of those two colors.
Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe
I couldn't do it. It's just right at the tip of my tongue. Funny stuff. Segway.
Did you feel like the relationship between Palmer and the teacher was...
Inappropriate?
Well, no, it was definitely inappropriate, but...
Real?
I don't know. Did it feel, like, natural to you?
I mean, I kind of thought that... I kind of got the vibe like, oh, maybe they just want to be friends in the beginning. You know, maybe she wasn't really interested in him, and she
and
was really just...
then he put
just,
his penis inside her.
Right. And
well,
she
I mean,
was
I guess
like,
friends could put
you
their
tired?
Penises inside each other.
No, I'm not tired. Let's get it on.
Yeah, while Sam's asleep.
I know. Jesus.
Why don't you guys just come over for dinner, and I'll feed you beer.
Feed you beer. Yeah, JT is really good. He doesn't say much a lot in the film. I mean, he's a very soft-spoken guy, which makes it really, you know, a lot of people just think, you know, that the surface value is like, that's, you know, what people saying, like, that's an actor, that's their job, but like, you know, what the things that they don't say, the emotions that they portray, like, those are really hard, and it's even harder for him because he doesn't say a lot. So, with that being said, he's giving a great performance. I thought he did amazing.
I love the scene where he's brushing his teeth and then he takes his toiletries and he's going to take them with him out of the bathroom. And then he realizes, he's like, oh, wait, Like, I live here. I can just leave my stuff here in the bathroom.
I don't remember that. What you looking at now? What's out that window?
Some old ass lady.
Oh, little puppy.
No, yeah, like he's brushing his teeth and he takes his towel and his toothbrush and the toothpaste and he picks it up and he's about to leave and he's like,
I guess that's a prison thing, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that. I was like, oh, yeah, because 12 years is a long time.
That's a long fucking time.
So he's sentenced to 17 years in prison for
attempted murder.
Attempted murder. Because he almost beat somebody to death.
Yes.
And he served 12. And then they let him out.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. I mean, I feel like his sentence probably would have been reduced to like half if he did, you know, with good behavior. But I don't know. I've never been in the penal system before.
Yeah, me neither.
So.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to make the joke. The cinematography, fantastic. I mean, there's great lighting. It's beautiful shots with deep bokeh. It's all around. It's very good looking. And yeah, you know, for the majority of it, I was trying to tell, but I think for the most part, it's like handheld shoulder rig stuff. There's probably some static shots in there just on sticks, but
I'm curious what the budget of this movie was.
I looked it up. 9.6 million, I think, or 6.4 is one of the two of those.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty standard for like the type of movie that this is.
It's not very long either. It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Hour 30, hour 40, which that's what I'm saying. Like, it could have used an extra 20 minutes just to wrap everything up a little bit cleaner. Yeah, that guy was going to go to jail for life if he did. Oh, my God. And let's not forget to talk about the older men are, like, beating him up.
Yeah, the kid.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, so they held him down and, like, put makeup all over him.
But the cop is saying he wasn't there.
But it was, yeah.
That's bullshit.
He said he wasn't there and he didn't know. And he was like, that's bullshit. It's your house.
That's absolutely. Because how did he get in without him? Yeah, that's horseshit.
Yeah, his wife wouldn't have let those men in. She wouldn't have let them. Because she didn't even know what the fuck happened when she brought him back home.
I can't say that I condone.
After they got done fucking.
I can't say that I condone violence. You know, like Palmer's retaliation. I mean, I do agree. In some cases, like, yeah, you need to stick up for yourself. You know, like, if someone's going to beat you up, you should defend yourself. Not saying you should take a pacifistic approach to it whatsoever. But Palmer, like, going to those guys and then beating the fuck out of them, he's just going to get thrown right back in jail. I mean, he's got to look at the bigger picture, you know?
And that's what she was saying to him. She was like, you're just going to beat up everybody that's, you know, mean to him and just go back to jail.
Obviously, like, that's what you feel on the inside. I totally get it. I would have wanted to, you know, beat the fuck out of those guys too, but I wouldn't have done it.
Couldn't have been me.
Also, they all fucking smoke in this film, and Jesus Christ, it's way too much.
He drinks a lot. Like, when he woke up,
yeah, beer in his hand.
Sam brings him that beer. He's like, "What are you doing with that?" He's like, "It's for you." He's like, "Oh shit!" And then that's when he's kind of like, "Maybe I shouldn't."
Let's turn this around.
He's like, "This kid's bringing me beer in the morning."
And now you were asking me the relationship between the two of them. How realistic do you think it is? For a character or a person like Palmer to actually take in a kid like this, just a kid in general, I guess. But then you tack on the fact that, like, he was raised differently.
And he and Sam are pretty similar as far as, like,
the experiences.
Like, not really having a home and then being taken in by somebody else.
I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily buy it 100%.
I think he did it for his grandma at first, for sure.
Yes, because he was about to
abandon
him.
Yeah, he was about to leave. He didn't even say anything
right
when he dropped him off.
That's cold.
At the police station, yeah. He's about to peace out.
Man.
But, yeah, I think it was, like I said, it was for his grandma at first.
Right.
And then he started to create this bond with Sam and actually give a fuck.
I know that. Well, I don't know. Maybe you'll change your tune. Maybe you won't. I know that you don't necessarily want children, but, like, that is kind of what kids do to you, though. Yeah. Like, I think I've always wanted kids, but, like, I spend, like, every fucking weekend with my niece and nephew, hours at a time. You know, we take care of them. We cook them dinner. You know, sometimes we put them to bed, read them a story, stuff like that. And, man, like, it is pretty cool to see kids and, like, to raise them and stuff like that.
Watch them grow.
It is. It's fun. And, like, I
like watching my dog grow.
Yeah, that's a dog.
So?
Chance.
I love him to death.
Oh, I'm not saying
that
you don't.
He's basically my son.
Yeah. I mean, sure. You can see him that way.
We adopted him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically,
we did.
Yeah.
We saved him.
Technically, yes.
Saved him from a bad home.
Right. And that's very noble of you. But so I guess I do buy it in that kind of regard. Like, yeah, sometimes kids just do, you do just latch on to them. And like, I think it's really cool. Also, my brain just goes everywhere all the time. He fucking grabbed that kid's arm.
Yeah, he said, if you touch that boy again, I'll break your arm.
Fuck, you're going to get fired.
My wife,
for sure.
She's like, you can't do that. No,
you could drag him to the principal's office.
He said,
but...
if you touch that boy again, I'll break your arm.
The kid's like, what's the kid's like,
the
seven,
kid's like, holy
right?
shit.
Oh, that'll stick with him forever.
Product of his environment. But
which one, the kid or
Palmer?
Palmer, okay.
Fresh out of prison.
Yeah.
Fuck these kids.
I can't believe they gave him a job.
Well,
goddamn.
I mean,
working
like he
kids,
said,
though,
he's, well, I mean, his crime didn't, it had nothing to do with kids. It was
sure.
just a violent crime.
But the problem yeah. is the parents aren't going to like that. So they'd have to keep it under wraps. Wasn't it a great moment when he gave him the keys too
yeah.
at the end?
I saw that coming. Yeah. I was like, he's a good Palmer. I was like, he's going to give him the keys. Did he pull the keys out? And I was like, oh, he's got the keys
That's
now.
Sweet.
What was I going to say?
I don't
oh,
know.
I like the line when he's like, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if this job's right for you, Palmer. And he's like, hey, man, if I can't get a job scrubbing toilets,
yeah, what can
what
I
else?
Do?
Yeah, and I was like, fair point.
I do have to agree with that. I think, yeah, the, here's that word again, penal system is a little
hard.
Come on.
Thank you.
Come on.
It's a little stiff.
It's... God, we are children. No, it is hard for, like, criminals to, like, get back into society. Like,
prison
no matter their...
Prison is supposed to reform people.
Right. And
it doesn't.
It doesn't half the time. And, yeah, it sucks, for sure. There definitely needs to be some corrective action taken. But there also needs to be, like... On the flip side, there also needs to be, like... Jesus. Sorry. My phone is like vibrating like crazy. But there also needs to be like some trust in like some of the other people. Like, you know, like going for a job. He's trying to, what was the first place? He's trying to work at like a rock quarry or something like that.
I remember the auto shop.
The auto shop, was it? Okay.
I can't remember all the other places he went.
He went to a grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's like, yo, we filled that position.
Yeah. I don't know. Just like give him something. Test him out because you can always fire him, right? I don't know. What's the harm?
Yeah, it's not like he's a thief
or... Right. I guess they're afraid they'll lose business or people will...
How the fuck... Well, I mean, I guess it's a small town.
Right.
Everybody knows who he is. But.
Right, yeah. They knew...
Yeah,
like,
everybody loved reminding him. Yeah, I mean, you got out early. I don't know how many times I heard that.
Yep. That'd be so annoying.
Wait, shut the fuck... Yeah, I know. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking standing right here.
Great movie. Fantastic. I absolutely loved it. Had an awesome time watching it. Never found myself bored. Do that again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you hear that?
Yeah, I could.
Oh.
I thought it was fantastic. I gave it a 10 out of 10. Seriously.
Yeah, it's a beautiful message. It's a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm.
Beautifully told.
Just
terrifically
beautiful.
Acted.
Someone bumping that music?
Yeah, it was a minivan.
It was a minivan. God, this window is active today.
Yeah. Up. Here comes somebody else.
Up. Oh, the dragon trash can.
What? Are they really?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, what the fuck is with that?
Although our trash compactor is broken, so there's just a bunch of garbage just piled around it. Fantastic.
One of my neighbors, he had like two trash bags sitting on his back patio, like on his upstairs patio.
Uh-oh.
For like 2 weeks. And he finally took it today.
The raccoons get into it?
No.
No, I guess it's too cold for them, right?
But I was like, that trash has got to be like frozen solid. Like, I'm sure some
probably.
Water's gotten in there. And that, and he's like, he's trying so hard to like not slip and fall. It was so funny.
It's anyway. Disgusting. You have so, anything else you want to say?
Nah. JT needs to do more movies like this.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
I hear he's working on a new album. I can't fucking wait.
I know. Have you bought every single one of his albums?
I have them, yes.
On vinyl?
No.
Oh. Well, don't even talk to me.
On then. Apple Music.
Oh, God. What would you ever do if Apple just, like, went out of business? Like, they were gone. Boom.
I don't know, man.
Everything you ever own.
I'd probably switch to...
What would you go to next?
To...
Google?
Boost Mobile.
Shut the fuck up.
Metro PCS.
Oh, my... Aren't they... Didn't they join Verizon or Sprint or something?
Couldn't tell. I know T-Mobile is owned by Sprint.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, yeah. Or
Sprint sucks, though.
Go, did Sprint go into Sprint. T-Mobile?
Nah, I think T-Mobile went to Sprint. I used to have Sprint. Bad. I used to have T-Mobile.
bat.
This is
now
a thrilling conversation we're having for our listeners.
Now?
And what was the service like? Would you say you got 4 out of 5 bars? Or would you get like 3?
I had no bars.
Oh, you had no bars. Wow.
No bars.
Wow, that's terrible.
2G.
2G? Oh, yeah. Gosh, I couldn't even imagine.
At least they didn't lie to me and say it was 5G. Yeah. That doesn't actually exist. But
not yet.
Yeah.
Give it 10 years.
But you pay for it anyway.
Sure do.
But
what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
You guys, this is the show. We ramble
Brought
a lot.
Brought to you by Cricket Mobile. Remember Singular? Now the thing, like the little man.
We're still going on. Singular?
You don't remember that? Like the little yellow dude? I think they got bought out by Sprint.
I thought that was just Sprint.
It was called Singular and then they changed to Sprint?
No, I never heard of Singular before. I just thought it was Sprint and that was their little guy.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. You might
Maybe
be right.
It was like a movie phone. Like a made up. Remember iCarly and had the iPair?
The pair? Yeah, a pair phone. But it was actually shaped like a pair. But Apple phones aren't shaped like fucking apples. I didn't get that joke. I didn't get that reference.
Dumbass iCarly.
God. I hear there's a reboot in the story.
What the fuck are we talking? All right, guys. Thanks for joining.
I hope you enjoyed the bonus episode.
Comment below. What kind of cellular provider do you have?
And if you have.
I would love to know. And does it suck?
Right. And what would you like the ideal shape of your phone to be? What fruit? Banana?
Doesn't pineapple? Even have to be fruit.
Right. Oh,
it could be anything.
God, it could be a chicken breast.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that one.
All right, I'm ending this. Goodbye.
Adios.